Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Gang Jun, who is presenting his film Free and Easy. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
First question, very simply, if you could tell our listeners a little bit about the story of the film and just introduce it for us.
It's a story which is happening in post-industrial era in north of China, in northern China. And it's a story about people, about characters who are fighting against each other and who are trying to work together. And it's like tragic comedy.
Right. And can you tell us a little bit more about where the inspiration of the story comes from?
So it's a real story. It's based on a real character. It's about a man who is looking for his mother. He lost his mother, and in 9 years of looking for his mother, he comes across different people. He comes across a fake monk, across two policemen, across one officer, across one fraud, and across different people, and he's encountering different situations.
So you're also trying to comment on society in general. It says in the program Chinese society, but I think it's the same everywhere around the world.
Yes, if we look at it from the wide point of view, it's about a word which is absurd, but in the more specific way, it's also realistic. So it's absurd and realistic both in the same time.
Right. So also the setting of the movie, there's a lot of houses that are almost destroyed. It's a very decadent setting. Is there a particular reason why this story takes place in this type of environment?
It's my hometown. It's my homeland.
Interesting. So you wanted to make a movie that was specifically based in your homeland?
对，我对我的家乡更熟悉。
Yes, it's because I'm very familiar with that area. I'm very familiar with my homeland, and I'm very familiar with the sense of humor that the people in my home, in the specific place, have. I'm very familiar with the style, how they are fighting with each other, and how they are coexisting together, and how they have problems, and about the sense of humor and the style of life. So that's why.
Yes, let's talk about the sense of humor. Why is it important in your film?
When I am as an audience, I like film where there is humor. And when I am doing films, I also like putting humor in my film. I think it's a kind of bridge which I build between the audience and between the creators or between the director and the other people. So it's kind of bridge which is connecting the two sides.
Still, what are the challenges of talking about some also serious issues and using humor at the same time?
最大的挑战就是人物关系的建立.
The biggest challenge is to build up the liaisons or the relationships between the characters, between the people.
让两个人物的
Yeah, it's the biggest challenge is to build the relationship between the two people, between characters, and to make every dialogue to have a specific ending or like a specific, very sharp, but in the same moment, very humorous ending, and then to be it very sharp in the same time and humorous at the same time. That's very challenging.
Final question. Could you tell us a little bit about the style in which you shot the movie, which I thought was very interesting, and especially your use of point of view shots?
Mm-hmm. 我的电影早期的 是非常写实的。
It's now I am in my second phase or second, like second time, second developing phase of my filming. In the first phase, or when I just started, I was very concrete. I was doing very concrete stories, very real stories. Now I already got into my second phase, and I'm like regarding the atmosphere and the style, I'm more concentrating on absurdity. And as to the style, I like the style of the northern stories and northern cold humor, cold sense of humor, or very cold and kind of black sense of humor. And on this basis, I'm trying to build up the style of my filming or my films.
Okay. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking to you. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.